Our next presenter is Rosalie Kelly, and she's going to be presenting on the effects of greenhouse activities on psychological stress, depression, and anxiety among university students who served in the U.S. Armed Forces. Please welcome our next speaker.
Thank you, Brian, and aloha, everyone, or I should say howdy from the great state of Texas. Well, Brian's already introduced my title, so I'll just go on. So I'm sure many of you have heard that we've had quite a few people deploy for overseas deployments and overseas contingencies in the U.S., and many of these young men and women are coming back suffering from mental challenges, physical challenges, and invisible wounds that's difficult to see and difficult to diagnose and difficult for them to ask for help. In a study between the time period of 2001 to 2011, there's been 2.3 million service members deployed from the United States. Of these, 277,000 have been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress syndrome. PTSD is an anxiety disorder brought on by a traumatic event. And approximately 20% of those diagnosed actually develop severe problems, and they have trouble coping with everyday life and could cause catastrophic problems for the rest of us. So not all PTSD patients are actually crazy, and not all veterans are crazy. So we just are crazy on a different level. 4% of our servicemen and women do go to college after they've committed their, or not committed, but after they finish their commitment to the service. And I'm sure most of you are aware that our college students are suffering from a bit of stress, maybe some depression and anxiety. And there have been studies done to show that these pressures could lead to some pretty bad outcomes. And there has been there is measures needed to support these university students to help them be successful in college. So as we've heard, plants, working with plants, can improve a person's quality of life. It helps with depression, reduce depression, not increase depression. It's restorative. It can help a person feel less stress and more calm. So the purpose of our study was to examine the prevalence of psychological stress, depression, and anxiety amongst university students who served in the U.S. Armed Forces, and to look at the effects of participating in particular greenhouse activities have on depression, anxiety, and stress. The objective of our study was to design and lead a 6-week plant class and to administer a pre- and post-test that consisted of a DAS-21 to the treatment and a control group and to analyze the differences between the groups. We advertised on campus for student veterans through the veteran organizations, the veteran administration office on campus, and at veteran lunches and picnics. We used electronic and paper flyers. We attended lunches to advertise what we were doing. In the study, we offered the students incentives by giving them a bumper sticker if they filled out the first survey and offered them a t-shirt if they completed the second survey, and everyone was entered in a drawing for $50, only one person won, and the treatment group were allowed to take home all the plants that they propagated in the greenhouse, and then they may have been offered a few extra that I propagated and the greenhouse manager was on my back to get rid of. So the 21-item DAS survey, or Depression, Anxiety, and Stress Scale, is an abbreviated version of the DAS-42, and it was developed in 1995. It's a self-reporting 4-point Likert scale ranging from 0 to 1, 0 being it did not apply to me at all, and 3, it applied to me very much of the time. The participants were asked to not spend much time on any one question, and they were rating themselves on how they felt the previous week or the previous 7 days. And this survey has been codified several times throughout the years, and it has been found to be reliable, and it has been translated into many languages. The depression scale, well, the scale is divided into three subcategories, 7 items per subscale, and the depression scale measured dissatisfaction, hopelessness, devaluation of life, self-deprivation, lack of interest or involvement, inability to experience activities once found enjoyable. And the anxiety scale measured involuntary arousal, skeletal muscle effects, situational anxiety, and subjective experience of anxiety affects. And the stress scale measured difficulty relaxing, the nervous arousal, being easily upset or irritated or agitated, and overreacting to a situation or being very impatient. 3 examples of the questions are noted here. An additional stress question would be, I tend to overreact to situation. And an anxiety question was, I experience trembling, for example, in my hands. And another depression question would be, I felt that I had nothing to look forward to. So the scale is designed on a numeric system with cutoff scores, with each subcategory having a different scale assigned to it. The higher the number, the more severe the symptoms. So in our survey, everyone took the pre-survey, -21, and we included a separate section that included the demographic information and a section to capture their military history. The post-survey included the same -21, and that was given to the control group and the treatment group. The treatment group were also given a separate questionnaire of 7 questions that were open-ended together quantitative information. The 6-week treatment program included all types of plant propagation, plant care activities for indoor and outdoor plant, native plants for Texas, and most importantly, a plant project. And I'll talk about the plant project in just a bit, but we met once per week for 1 hour. And participants were encouraged, however, attendance was not kept, to come in the greenhouse anytime they wanted during the 6-week period. The plant project consisted of the first 2 sessions creating what's called a hyper tufa. And tufa meaning volcanic, and it's a 19th century type of creating stone or creation of stone where they use volcanic rock. We actually use Portland cement, perlite, and peat moss to create our hyper tufas. After the first session, the participants were sent home. Let me back up just a bit. During the first session, we made some hyper tufas, and we started some succulent cuttings off of the leaves. But we pointed out to them that each plant can have a different texture based on how it looks. A plant may look pokey, but indeed it may not be pokey. And some plants look soft and furry, and they actually feel soft and furry or real smooth. So we pointed out the sensual parts of the plant, the things that they could see and touch and maybe smell. They were sent home with homework to decide what type of hyper tufa container, as in the shape, they wanted to make the next week, and what type of plants or which plants that they saw in the greenhouse that they wanted to propagate. So we gave them a choice of anything that we had already grown in the greenhouse. We would show them how to propagate it. And then at the end of the 6-week session, their hyper tufas were cured enough, and they were able to plant their succulents that they grew in the sand and perlite to take home with them. So we collected The pre-surveys were done 2 weeks prior to midterms. We were trying to find a time in the semester so it wasn't too stressful or there wasn't too much going on. And the post-surveys were done 4 weeks prior to finals. And of course, we had IRB approval, and the cover sheet told them that it was confidential and the purpose of the study. So we collected the data, and put the data in Excel, and imported it into SPSS, and ran our analysis to evaluate and analyze the and then we evaluated and analyzed the open response themes to see if there was some type of theme that they had in their responses. So this is interesting. This is our demographics. It didn't exactly mirror the university's population of veterans because we had three participants who were actually retired military, and the average age of a college student in America who is a service member is 24 years of age. So we came close to that here with most of our participants, with the exception of these three older folks. So when we looked at our information, and we compared the results of the DASH 21 when we looked at how they scored against them amongst themselves between the pretest and the post-test, the treatment group here went from mild to normal, so they had some improvement in depression, and actually that was significantly statistically significant that they had improvement within themselves from their pretest or their post-test. Anxiety, they went from moderate to normal. And then in stress, they stayed about the same. Actually, got a little worse, but that's okay. But the control group who did not participate or did not have an intervention, their depression went from normal to mild, so they had an increase. Their anxiety stayed exactly the same, but their stress score really went up quite a bit, which cued us into that caused us to roll up our sleeves and do a little more homework or a little more analysis. So when we compared the control group to the treatment group, we found a significant difference in stress between the treatment and the control group during the same period using the one-way ANOVA. We also found that there were four particular questions on the DASH 21 that had a statistically significant difference, and two of them were with depression. That's the top and the bottom question, and two of them dealt with stress, and that's the middle question. So when we looked at the themes to the open-ended questions, we discovered two themes that they had. They had a sense of belonging. These men and women would come to the greenhouse after a long week of studying, and some of the reports that they gave us said, even after a long week of studying and learning and going to class, I look forward to coming to the greenhouse where I could get dirty and learn some more fun stuff. And so they really had a nice time, and then they reported that they reduced their stress or their feeling of stress. 100% of them said they felt it helped them relax. So in conclusion, the plant program did significantly reduce stress and depression amongst the student veterans, and this research does support previous research, which shows that working with plants and nature and the environments with plants and nature can help people feel better overall or improve their quality of life. And again, this is a way to mitigate the symptoms, not cure a person's ailment, and it could also reduce that $1.42 billion that the VA is spending on PTSD or has already spent on PTSD so far. So further research could be needed or is needed, perhaps nationwide, looking at native plants or looking at plants that's of particular interest in a particular region, and maybe longer treatment times with a diverse And I felt bad for those who didn't participate, and I think there needs to be something for the control group so that they can get on a wait list or something to encourage them to get involved in something they may be interested in. So, I don't know where we are.
Of course, if you don't have any questions, I'd like to be here, but Rosalie, will you be available after the session?
Yes, I will.